Good day, my name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report. And on the Market Watch today, I have Theo Klein with me from Oxford Economics in South Africa. And we are going to talk about the recent IMF economic outlook projections and reports that they've issued on various African countries. So Theo, thank you very much for talking to me. And we are going to talk about not only our trading partners in Africa, our neighboring countries, but also other countries in Africa, and how the IMF is seeing the impact of especially the tariffs on their economies, right?
Yes. So thanks for having me, Michelle. So the IMF recently in April revised their economic growth rates downward for most countries across the globe, just sort of citing the repercussions for global supply chains and economic prospects in other trading partners, which just mean that almost no economy in the world will be unscathed from Trump's import tariffs that he wants to impose, and then obviously the repercussions of that. So just looking at the IMF's latest figures, Michelle, we see that global GDP growth has been cut by 0.4 percentage points to 2.8% for this year. And then if we look at Africa, we see that Botswana is the biggest loser on the continent, its growth forecast being cut by 5.6 percentage points. And now the country, or the economy rather, is expected to contract in Botswana. And then Botswana is followed by Mozambique, Uganda, Mauritius, Senegal, Lesotho, and Cameroon as being the countries that saw the biggest cuts to their economic growth rates for this year. And then surprisingly, Eswatini, Rwanda, Algeria, Morocco, and Ethiopia actually saw upward revisions to their economic growth forecasts. And I'll show you our figures on these economies in just a bit. But yeah, so just the overall reason for this, Michelle, is that these downward revisions is that the fund noted that the landscape has changed as governments around the world reorder policy priorities and uncertainties have climbed to new highs. And that's obviously also then just as a result of the import tariffs that Trump has imposed. The bigger picture suggests that there'll be less global trade, which will reduce economic growth, especially because of reduced industrial growth. Yeah. And then this could also lead to higher price pressures, especially in the US. And that's important because if they have higher inflation rates, they will keep interest rates higher for longer. Mm-hmm. And that then means that if we can't cut our rates as aggressively in Africa, even if our inflation moves lower, because currency traders will then rather keep money in advanced economies and withdraw capital out of emerging markets, which would then be bad for our currencies, for example. Yes. But on the positive side, Michelle, if we do see weaker global growth, especially more in advanced economies, then we are projecting Brent crude prices to drop from an average of $75.80 in the first quarter of this year to about $65.50 per barrel in the fourth quarter. So we do expect oil prices, they have been quite weak since the start of the year to now, but we expect them to remain weak and actually move even lower towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Now, that will be bad for African oil producers such as Libya, Angola, Nigeria, Cameroon, Equatorial Guinea, and Algeria, which then also tend to have much higher break-even oil prices. So their break-even prices is above $65 per barrel. So it means they will actually be making losses selling oil at those prices. Mm. And then as a result, we do expect public finances to come under pressure in those oil-dependent economies in Africa, which will then deteriorate their foreign currency reserves and their debt sustainability at the same time. But then for a country like Namibia, I think weaker oil prices could potentially deter corporate investment in oil exploration. And Namibia is also not the only country looking at oil exploration at the moment. We also know that Uganda wants to start producing oil soon. Libya is also busy with exploration, amongst others. So I think, you know, it's a positive for consumers that oil prices will be going down, but then bad for governments in Africa who are relying on oil-related investments.
So, Theo, yes. Let me quickly interrupt you. So on Namibia, what did the IMF bring out on Namibia's economy and the outlook?
It is still between 4 and 5% that the IMF is forecasting for Namibia.
Okay. So I've also understood that sort of current oil prices doesn't really have a major impact on the exploration companies, as it's seen as a very long-term investment. So it's not like even a 1 year or a 2 year forecast will really impact their decisions. Would you agree with that?
No, I definitely agree with that, Michelle. But our in-house commodity forecasters also see that global oil prices are expected to peak in 2027. Mm. And then after 2027, they expect global oil prices to go into a structural decline up until 2050. And that's just based on the narrative of increased electric vehicle adoption across the world, especially in China, which is the biggest oil consumer. Mm. And then also just as more and more countries drive towards renewable energies and push their share up of the electricity generation. So yeah. I think even long term, if we already see oil prices fairly weak now, and we're also not too positive on oil prices over the long term, I think that's just what makes me a bit negative about exploration investments. But I definitely agree with you. It is longer term investments, so not too much driven by what's going to happen now. But I just think given our in-house view, I think it makes me a bit negative.
Help me quickly on the Botswana. What would be the reason there specifically on the biggest decline in Botswana from an IMF point of view?
That's mainly driven by a weaker diamond prices, which is also negatively impacting Namibia. But the growth of these artificial 3D printed diamonds, a general decrease in demand for luxury goods such as diamonds. You know, people marrying at later ages, all these just sort of contribute to a very negative outlook on the global diamond prices. Also, Russia, that's still not allowed to sell diamonds to the West. Russia is surprisingly one of the biggest diamond producers, which is something I didn't know up until last year sometime. But so the fact that they sell sanctions on Russian diamonds, that's also adding to price pressures. So that's the main reason for Botswana. For Namibia as well, Michelle, the outlook has become a bit murkier because we see global uranium prices going down. We see global diamond prices still being weak. Copper prices, amongst other metal prices, are also still on a downward trend and are expected to decrease further based on weaker demand and industrial growth across the globe because of Trump's tariffs. So all these metals, that Namibia is a big exporter of, and it generates a lot of fiscal revenue for the government. You know, the price outlooks is not looking too great.
I was just about to say, at least on gold, the outlook is very positive.
So that's at least the one sort of light in the tunnel for Namibia's mining sector. But I think, Michelle, overall, for Africa, we do expect trade and investment flows to be impacted. Of course, some African countries that have specific big projects going on, you know, we don't expect that to be stopped, especially if we look at maybe like green hydrogen in Namibia, or the new oil projects in Uganda, or desalination plants in Morocco. And also this Lobito corridor that the US is investing in from Angola all the way to Zambia. You know, these projects we still expect to continue, but it's just other projects we might see a decrease in investment inflows. The one positive thing for Africa is that we see that most African countries either fall in the 10% tariff category, or they have minimal trade linkages with the US, or most African countries export goods that are actually exempt from Trump's tariffs, such as energy and critical minerals. So we actually see Africa being fairly unscathed directly from these import tariffs from the US. I think it'll be more indirect impacts, such as commodity price downswings as global demand cools. And then also if we see global risk off sentiment, where investors then, you know, withdraw money or investments out of Africa, and that will then lead to weaker currencies on the continent, and then that will raise inflation rather, because we import most of what we consume.
I want to conclude with a last question, if you have the information on hand. As a last question, what would be the reason for the more positive outlook on Rwanda?
So we, despite the war that they're involved with in the Eastern DRC, we know that their borders are very heavily protected with advanced military equipment and big military presence. So we don't see the war moving from Eastern DRC into Rwanda. And as a result of that, we think tourism shouldn't see a severe decline. And then also the country has a lot of investment projects going in various industries, from agriculture and manufacturing and transport. And we haven't seen those investment projects coming or being halted or paused. So those are just sort of what's driving their growth.
Thank you very much, Theo, for being my guest, and very interesting to hear about our fellow African countries on the continent. And as you say, at least luckily the impact of the tariffs are not that severe. Until the next time, and we'll see how this pans out. Thank you, Theo.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.